So my eyes, they hurt. It was like I was squeezing them shut so tight that it not only hurt in the front, but also in the back here. And I wasn't even sure if I was actually squeezing my eyes closed or not, but I knew that it was dark. And then I realized that I was uncomfortable all over in a lot of pain, but the kind of pain where you couldn't find the location in your body, like when you have a fever, something where there's just that dull ache that's more than annoying. But my back hurt more than anything, and I was uncomfortable. And as I was standing or sitting or laying there, I realized that I could not move my feet, and now I was starting to get concerned, and my legs were barely moving, and I knew that I had to figure out what was going on. And so I tried to open my eyes because I didn't know if I was sleeping or not. And as I eked open my eyes, the light shone through so fast that it kind of seared my retina. If you've ever had your mom or dad come in and say it's time to wake up and snap open the blinds. And so I turned my head to the side like that, and I said, I got to open these eyes and figure out what's going on because I started getting scared. And so I peered my eyes open one more time and began to see fuzzy things around, and they started clearing up, and I saw rocks, and I was on the ground. And there were rocks all around, and I knew all of a sudden that that's what the pain was in my back, that I was laying on the ground, and there were rocks up and down my back. And I knew I had to get a better picture, so I turned my head and forced my eyes open some more, and there was this silhouette in front of me with a lot of light behind me, and it was not Jesus. It was my buddy going, dude, what happened? You totally fell over. He's like, here's some water. You need something to drink. And at that moment, I started to understand a little bit more what was going on, and I had bonked. I was on my first century ride, which is a 100-mile bike ride, and I had bonked. Something happened. The last thing I remember, I saw the water stop, and then all of a sudden, I was on the ground in pain. And I looked, and my feet were still clipped in the pedals of the bike, and I unclipped them, and I could stand up, and glory to God. I stood up, and I got some water, and even though there wasn't any long-term damage, I was in a lot of pain, and I did not finish the ride. Now, bonking is the biking term and sometimes endurance sports term to hypoglycemia, which is simply that you don't have enough blood glucose in you. And when the stores of your blood glycogen are very low, there's not much that you can do about it. And especially if you don't got those carbs kicking in that are going to turn you into some more blood glucose, you're not going to bike for the rest of the day. And this is what happened to me. And I think about this idea of bonking when I think of the fifth set of words, which is simply this: I am thirsty. Now, let me be clear. There is very little in all of eternity that is similar between me bonking and Jesus on the cross. But the intersection happens at our mere humanity. Because this mortal coil, this human frame, this bone and skin and muscle, the way it's wired, the way it's created, has limitations. The way that it's wired, it will wear down, it will tear down, it will break down, and it will eventually die. And on that day, when I bonked on my 100-mile ride that I did not finish, I came to my end. And on this day, Jesus came to an even more epic end. And so we have Jesus, who we know experienced some of the greatest pain of any human ever, maybe the greatest. Jesus, who was ridiculed, was beaten, who went through many trials. Jesus, who had an excruciating crown of thorns over his head, who had 39 lashes. Jesus, who was paraded through, who carried a cross, and Jesus, who had spikes driven through his legs and through his arms. Jesus on the cross, experiencing more pain than most any of us could ever even imagine. Jesus. And I think about him saying these three words, I am thirsty, And while I don't know exactly how he said it, and while there might be some who preach it, I am thirsty, and some who think that the words that he would say, he was very commanding, to me, having gone through the little pain that I've gone through, think maybe he was more pushing words out of his last breaths. I am thirsty. And you wonder why these words are words that the author John chose to pen in the 19th chapter as we have it organized. And I believe that there must be a reason, because I think that all words in the Book of Living Words point us to a better understanding of the kingdom. And I think the very reason why these words were written is to remind us of Jesus' humanity. He was fully human. For me, as I get decades, and unfortunately even more decades from the first time I remember hearing that story and receiving Christ and being so powerfully moved by what happened on the cross, it gets easier to fall in love with God the Father. It gets easier to fall in love with the Son who is God, as opposed to the Son who was man. It's easier to step away from that kind of pain. It's easier for me to forget what type of thing he went through for us. And yet this is what John said. He said, I am thirsty. He is at the end. He's at the end of everything that you or I could experience. And why is it so important that we must remember that he was fully man? Because in Hebrews it says that we have this great high priest that understands everything we're going through. We have this great high priest that understands all of our brokenness, all of the sin, all of the bad things, all of the oppression, the litany of things that our orators before us have said, all of the dismay, the dismantled, the disgruntled, the you have more deeds than I understand. But all of those things, in order to understand the pain that we are either currently going through or that we represent or that we read or that we feel, we serve a God that says he understands all of it. And so on this plane, or on this tree, on this cross, and on this day, we must remember that he was fully man. As he carried this weight, not just the weight of 24 hours of torture or the weeks leading up to it where we know he bled, he was in so much agitation, but as he carried literally the weight of the world, literally the weight of brokenness on his shoulder as a mere human. And yet we know it's not the whole story. He was both fully man and fully God. He was fully man and fully God. And what was going on that tree was the culmination of the greatest design, the greatest answer to the greatest problem ever. A problem that started at the beginning of humanity when two people took their first steps away from the perfect design. And from that moment, when our gracious good Father came up with a plan, the perfect design, the cosmic design, a perfect plan that would begin redemption for all people back to him through his Son, but only as fully man and fully God. And so on this cross, as he says, I am thirsty, we also know that he is fully God. We also know that as we look at this bloody man, we also look at the most epic cosmic being we have ever seen. We know that there is something special happening here. This paradox, this great answer, like the greatest moment in any story that you have ever seen, any movie you've ever watched, even better than The Sixth Sense when you were like, wow, I did not see that one coming. We have this moment, this paradox of God and man, fully man, fully God. I am thirsty, and I am the living water that he tells the Samaritan woman. If you only knew, you would ask. I am broken, but I am the great healer. I am hungry, but I am the bread of life. I have been beaten and agitated, but I am your peace. I am hurting, and I am diseased, and I have been betrayed, but I am the answer, and I am the Alpha and Omega, and I am hope eternal. And so as we in this room look at that cross, trying to remember that we are viewing both fully man and fully God, we hear an invitation that says, if you are thirsty, or if you are broken, or if you are carrying the weight of what is happening in this world, or if you are carrying the weight of what is happening in your neighborhood or in your home, or if you are carrying the weight, if you have been terrorized, if you have been rejected, if you feel alone, if you feel lost, we remember that He is fully man and fully God on the cross for us. And when He says, I am thirsty, He also says, I am the living water. The only answer. The only answer. For His kingdom come and His will be done. Amen.